Mother's Day is this weekend, and he wanted to stop by with some Mother's Day tips and just for his occasional visit. So let's open the door to the bunker and welcome in the generic youth minister.
Hey, guys, Mother's song.
How's it going?
Such a good song. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Y'all doing all right? Y'all still like talking about like sports or something? I can't remember what y'all shows the buyout.
Yeah, you
mainly
got it.
Sports.
Yeah, y'all been talking about all the Cowboys and all how they've been throwing the football
kind of
with each other.
Kind of.
That's good. I'm like a huge sports fan. I love all the teams, like the Cowboys and the Rangers and like, is it the Lakers or something?
Yeah, there's a team called the Lakers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love them. That's the one that has Mark Cubans, right?
No.
He plays on that team. Anyway, I thought I'd come by and remind you guys that it's Mother's Day. Now, I know that both of you have lost your dear departed mothers,
yes,
but there's a lot of your listeners out there who may have a mother who hasn't been to church in a while, and we'd like you to take her to church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be a nice thing
everyone
to do on Mother's
needs
Day.
To take. Hold, I'm still talking there,
sorry.
George. Everyone needs to take their mother to church on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And so that's why we at our church, the Generic Youth Minister Church, we have Bring Your Mommy to Church Day.
Why not just say mom?
And we've got a special promotion to get people in the church. The first 20 mommies get a Mother's Day mum.
A mum?
Yeah, I got a mum. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah, and then the first 100 moms get a Charlie Culberson bobblehead doll.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got lots of promotions
the
there.
This, I guess.
And we're going to have like a Mother's Day sermon, you know, about Mary and how she was Jesus's mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it'll be an appropriate sermon. We're going to de-emphasize the whole her not having agency over her own body when God put the fetus inside her and didn't ask her. And then
not going to get into that.
Not going to get into that. Not going to get in and talk about how her earthly husband, Joseph, was like twice her age and probably like bragged to his friends and stuff. Did weird high fives up under the carpentry tables and stuff like that. But and we're going to sing some Mother's Day songs in the contemporary service.
Hmm. Okay, like what?
Well, I don't know. They submitted the list to me. I don't know anything about these. They're going to something Mother by Pink Floyd. I don't know
that.
That
doesn't really sound like a church song. But
Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Oh, man.
Call Your Mom by They Might Be Giants or something.
Okay, it's going to be an interesting service.
And Mama, We're All Crazy Now. What is that? I don't even know what that is, but I got to listen to them and see if I approve of the songs.
Okay.
And there's one called Mother Blanker. What is Blanker?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. But we even have Mother's Day cards like this one right here. I brought this one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I gave you each a copy of this. It says on the front, Mom, thank you for giving me life. And then you open it up and it says, I'm sorry that Dad had to do that to you to make me happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
a little awkward. Little awkward.
You can get, hey, Craig, look, we all need to face facts. You know, we all started out as our father's scrunched up face turning towards the popcorn ceiling while our mothers whimpered into a pillow.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Generic Youth Minister.
What are you doing talking like
science.
That?
That is so unlike
that's
you.
That's just science.
Yes, but it's unlike you to bring
I'm
that
not
up.
I'm a science denier, Craig. I just think science got a lot of stuff wrong.
Well, then you are a denier.
Like the whole dinosaur thing.
Right, we
that's a little bit
that,
fake, right? But okay. And how are you guys doing? I'm a little bit worried about your emotional and spiritual health.
Why?
We're okay.
Well, I heard Chili Davis got fired from the Mets, and I know that y'all are big fans.
Well, not that big.
It's
big
that
fans
upsetting.
Of Chili Davis. Really? Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking on you. You know, it's important to check on people. Hey, okay. I want to make mention that we do have our 8th grade youth group lock-in. That's going to happen on Saturday night, the night before Mother's Day, and everything kind of give those 8th grade mothers a chance to breathe, you know, because the middle schoolers, I mean, they're a handful.
Yeah.
So we're going to take the 8th graders and everything, and we're going to have a lock-in in the fellowship hall, and we're going to, like, play fun games like Jacks. And yo-yo.
What fun.
And guess what? It's kind of a secret. I haven't told the 8th graders this yet, but y'all are going to be real excited to hear this. Okay. Guess what we're getting catered?
Huh.
KFC.
Your favorite.
KFC. Can wow. you believe that? They're going to get them some actual KFC.
What a rare treat.
Okay. It really is, Craig. And everyone, please, please, call your mom if you're on the outs with her. For whatever reason, maybe she caught you doing something weird, or maybe you don't like her because she, I don't know, stormed the Capitol or something like that. But still, you need to reach across that divide and make that call on Mother's Day.
That's
and
right.
reach out to your moms, because she's your mom and she's the only one you're ever going to have.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
A good message.
So happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy and Mother's Day.
No, thank you.
We'll see
you.
Bye. There you go.
Bye-bye.
Generic youth minister.